Stringer takes it in front of Jetta. The kick's got to be precise. He stops, he starts. And he has kicked it out on the full.
I'm not sure why he didn't go to Bontempelli there, who was one out and then made a really good lead. And he was just ignored.
I think Jagie Stringer might be having one, Richo.
Earth.
Might be an old-fashioned
stinker. Earth, open Mare. Up and take me to China.
I wonder if a bit of the treatment that seemed to serve him well in the second half last year might be in store.
Jakey Stringer worries me, Richo. I know he worries you. He's not moving at all.
No.
Do you think he's better off in the second half just getting up on ball to get him running around?
You might want to put him in a few centre square clearances because we know he can be a decent clearance player, Jake Stringer. At the moment in the forward line, he's not leading at the footy. He's not really doing anything. He hasn't got a huge work rate down there. He's not involved at all. So they need to try and find a way. Maybe that is putting him up the ground for a little bit.
Is it still maybe with Jakey Stringer too much looking for that one over the back, always running back towards goal?
I reckon when he went back to the VFL last year, that was one of the reasons why, because he needed to go back and work a little bit harder at presenting at the football. He wanted everything over the back, and I just think at the moment he's crept back into those bad habits.
Daniel has a long target. It's Stringer running forward, kicking long. He's gone for goal from 70 metres out when he had an open 50 to work with, and he scores it behind.
He won't enjoy the review this week, Jake Stringer. I reckon it's just about due for a little recalibration, I'd say. He's wanting everything to come easy at the moment as a key position forward, and that doesn't happen. He needs to get his basics back and the other stuff will come.